Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Whoa. If you want to do that, this is just a quick little. Is it up there? Or this is my little thing. That's it, man. that's my TV show, and that's like the intro to my TV show, and then the TV show starts. So, but Jake Hamilton let us use his little song there, and I don't think Jake's as good as you guys are. So, I mean, is this on Facebook Live? It's not yet, is it? But, Jake's cool though, and he's a pretty big guy, but you guys have big guys here too, so that's good. Anyways, yeah, it's really good to be here. I love this place. The last time I was here preaching, my wife was here last year, but we cut this little green ribbon here, and it was the first time that you guys ever used this place, right? Isn't that right, Andy? Sharon? Where's Sharon? Yeah? But Sharon, was Sharon here? But you were with your daddy. In Ireland, that's right, your mommy and daddy. Wow. But and that's the day that Smith Wigglesworth's granddaughter prayed for us. It's an amazing day. Really cool day. I mean, how many of you guys would like to have Smith Wigglesworth's granddaughter pray for you, the blessing of the Wigglesworth family? And that's what happened to us. It was crazy, huh? I mean, and I got a text in the service. And it was like, if you can get over there, like, and I was going to Allen, the Bridge Church was still there that night, and we had an amazing gathering, but we, like, snuck it in Bournemouth, and, man, that was, like, and one of the things, I think, Andy, you'd probably agree about the time, that she was 102 years old, this lady, Amelia Hobbs, and she's dead now. She died a few months later. She went to be with the Lord, but she was supposed to die when she was 5, and there's stories about her, the miracle granddaughter of Smith Wigglesworth. And so everyone came to say goodbye to her. Does anybody know this story? It's a good story, huh? And so they came to say goodbye, and Smith's preaching in Switzerland and prays a prayer or sends a wire, they FaceTime. No, I'm quitting. The FaceTime Wigglesworth style. And she got healed. And like right when they were about to think she was going to die, she just like coughs up blood and healed. And 97 years later, she blessed us. And one of the main things I'll never forget about that was make them like grandfather. Burn them up. It's always about Jesus. When they try to lift their names up, point them to Jesus. Weep because they talk about you instead of Jesus. Burn me up, God. So God, I ask tonight, Lord, that you would burn us up, God. We're asking you to awaken revival, God. We're asking you tonight, God, to awaken something in us, to resurrect broken dreams, to take things that have laid dormant, to take broken relationships even in one night and put them back together, God. Please, Lord, in the name of Jesus, God. God, many of us have been going through the fire. And Lord, we know that we are being refined to see the greatest harvest that's ever happened on planet Earth. And God, I want to be in that harvest, God. I want to grab that harvest. So I ask, God, burn me up. Burn me up, Lord, till Brian's not here, God. And it's you, Jesus. Please, Father, burn me up. God, raise up a generation of people. You know our names. You know our face. You know our DNA. You love us. We're different. We have different gifts, different colors, different accents, different so many things. Some of us sing amazing like these guys. Some of us roar loud like me. Whatever, God. But we know that each strand of DNA is so special to you. But at the same time, when we will just willingly say, burn us up, Jesus, and make us the lights of the world like you always want us to be. Oh, God. Oh, God. There's something really powerful in that right now, even from when we were praying for these guys, is you are the light of the world. Do you get that? Just grab hold of that. Oh, my gosh. I believe in the same exact way that Jesus said, I am the light of the world. You guys remember that? Everybody with me? Okay. I am the light of the world is what Jesus said, right? He goes and dies. He's resurrected. What's one of the first things he says? You are the light of the world. Don't hide. Burn bright. Be bright. Be who you're supposed to be. Because you, and I don't believe we're this little tiny drop off of the tree. I believe that in the same way he was a light, he's made a way for us to be the same light that he was. And if you multiply us as the body of the lion of the tribe of Judah, boom. Man, the things we could roar, the things we could do. Whoo! Come on, somebody, speak to yourself. Like David, bless the Lord, oh my soul. I know I ran away from my calling, God. I know I've been running for years. I know I put people down. I know I'm living with Goliath, who I killed, the giant. I know I'm living in his territory, and everyone's scared of me because I killed their greatest man, their greatest giant. And I've run from everything. And now they want to kill me. They're taking our wives and kids, and they want to destroy everything. And they want to kill me. Come on, David. Who are you? Come on, boys, get on your horse. We're going to go and take the land back. We're going to get our wives and kids, and I'm going to be the king of Israel. Boom. Boom, shakalaka. Come on. That's the Holy Ghost. Speak over your life that way. Man, God is good. Woo, shabba. I love you guys, man. I love Alan a lot. Alan's like on my board of directors. He's pretty much the main one because he's always there. And the other ones are, they're good guys, a man and woman too, mainly a man and woman. One of them is a blonde Californian. She's lovely, but she's a little spacey. And she's a California girl, you know. So, and California woman, she's a woman. And but Annie and Sharon, you guys are amazing. And Donna, I wish Donna was here because Ellen and Donna. And then Pamela's not here, and she should be here. But my daughter's here. Wave to us, daughter, Bethany. Yo! So, lights of the world, you guys. I'm going to call you lights of the world. We're going to open some doors tonight. God has really been showing about the keys of David. And I used them last night at Heathrow. So, we've been to the UK many times. And Bethany stayed back in Cape Town to work a little bit. And she's fallen in love with this young man. And she was trying to see him coming from Zimbabwe, where we used to live, to Cape Town. And he had a border issue and couldn't get in. And so somehow that anointing fell on her. And in her many times in the UK. And I think she's always been with us in the little family when we, yes, we're here to see in London and we love you. And we're here to see Liverpool. And we want to see Jurgen Klopp's team win the Premier League this year. And anyway, I'll just leave that. And I'm a big LFC supporter. I love those guys. And are you LFC too? Shabba. That's all right. And so anyways. Bethany was held at the border for 7 hours last night in Heathrow Airport, and it was the weirdest thing. And at one point, we really thought they were going to send her back to Cape Town, where she no longer has a visa to live. That's one of the reasons she's coming here. And they thought she wanted to live in Great Britain, and it was just like, and finally, it really came down to it, and my friend, a great Anglican guy that's helping host us, Danny Stuppel. He and I were sitting there, and he's like, mate, I don't know, you know. And finally, I just started walking around saying, Lord, you always show me Isaiah 22, 22. You, like, always show it to me. So let's do this, you know. Like, let's open this thing up. You know, God, let's do this. God, you are so much bigger. God, you got me out of interrogation and being in jail in Zimbabwe supernaturally. You got me here, you know, I'm not in a jail in Zimbabwe, and so this is not that hard. Let's do this. And so anyway, we just prayed, and then all of a sudden the lady called back and said Bethany will be coming out, and Pamela was praying in Eastleigh, where she is right now, and she said she went down to the corner market to buy some groceries, and it showed up 777 on the thing. And right when that happened, I like said, hey, I got her, and I sent a picture. And Alan was praying. So many of you guys were praying. So thank you. Because, yeah, A lot of you guys know what I was talking about, huh? Pearly Pete, you were like with us, man. Come on, baby. And so, you know, it's like, you know, all you guys, Matt, man, you, thanks, people. Thanks for being family, hey. Because we were just like, what do we do? And God's like, I got this. Let me roar. Get her out. Keys of David. So I just want to start with that verse. Many of you guys have heard me read that probably a million times, but, and I'll just say it to you because I know it. But Isaiah 22:22, it says that the keys of the house of David, I will lay upon his shoulder or her shoulder for them to open the doors that no man, I say no devil can shut, and shut doors that no man, no devil, not even the devil can open. Amen. We are the light of the world like Jesus was, you know? It's just like the first thing Jesus said when he rose from the dead. He said in the very exact same, not dumbing down at all, not watering down way that the Father sent me, so I send you. Why else would he send us into the world if we couldn't do what Jesus did? We can do exactly what he did. He did model, like Bill Johnson always says, the normal Christian life. Heal the sick. Raise the dead, cleanse the leper, see all these people that have had addictions come in here and get set free, you know, have a fire tunnel for them, something like that. You know, do those kind of things, right? That's God. That's the God we serve. That's the God that since I got into the UK and went to European Leaders Advance, I've seen God's really stirring the UK and Europe. This whole Europe shall be saved. It's not just a bunch of smoke, man. It's like people really believe in this. Amen. How many of you guys were at the European Leaders Advance? A bunch of you guys were there. Yeah, it was awesome. But even if you weren't there, I mean, there's just some of you guys I know. Chris, I've known you longer than anyone in this room. It's such a trip. And here, come up here, man. I always do this to you, but come up here. I love you, man. I love it. You introduced me to Alan, and Alan became one of my best mates and board of director guys. So, yeah. And so, God, I just bless Chris. Just stretch your hands towards this guy, man. This guy's got a calling deep in his spirit about seeing young people all over the United Kingdom and even beyond just burning for God. God, don't let that fall. Don't let that thing go away. Don't let the years, don't let the difficulties, don't let the failures or the things that you hoped would happen, don't let those things snuff out that fire. And God, I just speak into that fire again. Burn the coals, Lord. Let that little hand start growing. Let the cloud appear like a man's hand. Yeah, let it burn, God. Let it burn. Let it burn. Time to get ready now. Time to get ready now. Come on, come on. Come on, come on. Yeah. All you want is all he has. Come on, come on. Shabba. Bigger than those gatherings with Delirious when God was breaking out. That was the precursor to what God wants to do. Come on, Lord. Come on, Lord, in Jesus' name. Touch his family, touch his life. God's going to give you dreams and encounters about how to do this, about where to go. Don't try to answer all the questions. Just follow Daddy. Follow the Lion of the Tribe of Judah. Let him roar over you. Roar! In Jesus' name. Come on, buddy. Come on. You are a champion, man. You are a champion. You are a champion. God, big gatherings. God, 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 God. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. I pray that you give him the keys of David to open up stadiums, God, for worship, for worship with preaching and salvation and worship and just flowing with the Holy Ghost, Lord, in Brighton, in, I don't know, Stoke-on-Trent. I don't even know where that is, but I just got that. In Rabashatatata, in Liverpool. God, rabababababababa. And God, I pray that you could even open Wembley one day. God, that you could load it up, Lord, with worship, with vicious love, with just a passion for Jesus. God, 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 take them way beyond their wildest dreams, Lord. Awaken the dream of the young lions in Jesus' name. Yes. These guys did an album called Young Lions. Isn't that cool? Did you, Bethany? These guys, Papa Allen, woo, and Paul, they 20 years ago or something like that? Young Lions, man. Do you have like that? Can I? Can I have one, or is that somewhere? I mean, just the name is like, I gotta have it, you know? I mean, I was telling Andy we should have something like Roaring Lions Brotherhood or something, just different guys that love lions. And so in Africa, I'm Baba Shumba, which means Father Lion. So if you don't know me, how many of you guys know me? Because I do like to interact with people. So raise your hand if you've met me before. You know who I am. Know me. Cool. So it's family, but there's like a lot of new people too. Awesome. And I'm a father of four of my children. Benjamin is 14. He's really large. He's in the back room. He's amazing. It's been a real interesting season for him. It's really the main reason we're going right now from Cape Town, moving to America. But actually, I'm going to be living in both. And our family will make trips back because God's doing a lot in Africa. And Benjamin, really pray for him. He was doing really well defeating autism. And then about a year ago, things really went south. And they've really been free-falling, just to be completely honest. And so please pray for him, because when my wife was pregnant with him, he's 14, God said that name him Benjamin Josiah, because I wanted to name him Josiah. And then he said, no, name him Benjamin Josiah. And I said, another B, God? Because I'm Bethany Bailey Bryson, so another B? And so, okay, yeah. When you put it together, after we found out he was diagnosed with autism, and Benjamin, son of my strength, Josiah, that the Lord heals. Son of my strength, that the Lord heals. And so he knew, and God told me he would be my sword to the nations, and he's shown Pamela he'd have the greatest inheritance of our whole family and our harvest. And so we hang on to those things even when it seems like, you know. And God did something very kind for me at the European Leaders thing. A guy called Ken God, who's kind of famous here, is really linked up with me because he's going through a very similar situation. And our spiritual mother, Heidi Baker, we were with her on the Wednesday. She was there. And as we were moving around with her, Ken was there. And she's like, oh, my gosh, you guys. And Mama Heidi's good at putting things together like that. And so it's a blessing. And so, yeah, God's good. And so then I have Bailey, who's 17. And she's the smallest one of us, but she might be the toughest one of us. She's hardcore. She's back there. She's been worshiping around. She's hanging out with Ben back there. And then Bethany, who you heard about, our 19-year-old, who does a lot more than get stuck at Heathrow. And she's a fashion lady. She wants to be an actress. And she's very smart. And she was waiting tables in Cape Town at this really cool restaurant. And she was so good, they wanted to make her like the main manager. But she's moving to America to make a lot more money, hopefully. And in Cape Town, you don't get paid much. In South Africa, the pay scale is crazy. You get like a lot of people work for less than a pound an hour. So, and then Bryson James, he was in that Vicious Revival video because he did all of our sets, and he looks like James Dean. And God, we're asking God to release his voice too. He's probably the smartest one in the family, at least the kids. Maybe he is smarter than me, I don't know. But he's a really smart chap, and he's 21, and he's living in America at the minute. And but he came to the Azusa thing too, and sold his motorbike and all kinds of stuff, and so he's fired up about revival. So God, and then we have a Zimbabwean son called Kingston, who's 22, and pray for him. He's having a real hard time in his walk with God, especially since we had to leave Zimbabwe. And and we have a lot more sons and daughters out there, and a lot of them are African, black, and so that's good. And God's good. So, but I'm really happy to be here tonight, and I really feel like that there's going to be something about God opening up. I read Isaiah, or I told you Isaiah 22:22, and I see that Andy showed me right outside. There's these two doors right above the wall that say 22:22, and twice on my Facebook I opened it up today and had 22 notifications. That happens to me all the time. And when we're having the issue with Bethany, and I was getting ready to go to Heathrow, it was like 2:22. I looked outside, saw a license plate that had 2:22 on it. And I was just like, God's got this. It's his reminders, you know. It's his reminders of him speaking to us, of him guiding us. But he wants to give you keys to your destiny. He wants you to go past where you're at. Like Sharon said, We don't want to leave unchanged. I don't want to leave here unchanged tonight. And I mean, after the Heathrow thing, and we've had some really tough times lately. I was in a kitchen fire like about a month ago. I've healed up mostly, and my head was burned, and God healed it. And just having to move out of house, get on a flight to England, just going through a lot of stuff. But I really feel like when I was praying for you, God was reminding me too, like, you know, you got to practice what you preach, Brian. Remember who you are. You know, when we're talking about David, remember who you are. You got to speak over yourself. That's why the prophetic declarations are so important. It's not just this name it, claim it. It's speaking forth your destiny. The destiny, that man, that's what I heard yesterday too. I was at Allen's Leaders Hub, and I heard manifest destiny. And I was like, and I kept hearing manifest destiny. The angels whispering in my ear, manifest destiny. Manifest us. And it was like, we don't want to just hope for that thing, but we do want to keep hoping for that thing, because God's going to give us the strength for the breakthrough, but he's also going to give us the strength for the endurance to the breakthrough. But I really feel like it's a time for things to just start manifesting, for your destiny to just start manifesting. And Sharon shared that amazing thing in Psalm 84, which I was going to, Pamela actually talked about it yesterday. That's one of my bag of candy. Oh, my bag of candy. Where is that? Is it over there? Where did I put that bag of candy? Is it? Oh, yeah. Yeah, I bought some candy just like, and I thought I should just give it out, you know, just, I mean. Let me try my cricket bowling. I used to be a pitcher in baseball. Oh, that went to my son. All right, there's that one. It's a cheating one. I'm cheating. All right. Candy's good, though, guys. Taste and see that the Lord is good. Way in the back, mate. Going to mess up your workout program. Sharon, I apologize. Sharon's like the Irish, British, Johnson, sort of, so... I don't know if anyone caught that. You caught it. You know what I mean. So, Psalm 84. Woo! Happy are those people whose strength is in you, whose hearts are set on a pilgrimage. Our faces are set like flint. The word of the Lord over our lives hold strength over all the other things that try to pull us away. Amen? As they pass through the valley of Baca, which is the valley of weeping, they make it a source of spring water, or they release springs. Even the autumn rain will cover it with blessings. Other versions say the heavens join in and make it pools. They go from strength to strength. Each appears before God in Zion. And it just occurred to me, you know how it says strength to strength. Is it possible that God needs to make us stronger to take us from strength to strength? And we need to go through some stuff to get strong. You know, I mean, I still lift weights quite a bit. And I put up like 130 kgs twice on bench the other day. I was like, yeah, I'm 45 and I can do that. Holy Ghost, huh? Holy Ghost Reborn 3 right there. That's how the movie should start. You know what I'm saying? I was like, yeah. It hurts. And as you're 45, it hurts a lot more than when you're, you know, 14.5 or whatever. And so it is like, but going through these things is because a lot of times the strength against you is because the strength of the word in you is so strong. The strength of the opposition is so much stronger than it would be if the strength of the word in you was small, then the opposition would be small to try to stop you. But if there's such a destiny and a promise in you, then the opposition is so viciously strong and you are more vicious and you can just take it down because you go from strength to strength. Is anyone with me? Is anyone ready to awaken revival? Yeah. I'm serious. God keeps bringing me back to these islands, back to this place, because there's such a fire here. There's such a thing that God wants to do. Bob Jones told me about it before he died. He said that the United Kingdom is going to unite for the nations, for the nations. They're going to unite in prayer. There's going to be a massive harvest of Muslims. There's going to be a massive harvest of souls. And we have to go get that billion soul harvest. It's time for that. It is time for that. And one of the ways that we go from strength to strength is we go back into Psalm 84, which is prophetic. She read it too. And we go back to that place in our own lives. And we go to the darkest closet of our own lives. Some of us have had some stuff done to us or done some stuff or whatever that we don't like. We don't even want Jesus to go in there. We want to pretend like it never happened. But when we go in there with the Holy Ghost and we throw that door open, and say, yeah, I hate going in here, but I'm going to release these springs. I'm going to release the anointing. The Father is going to just leak through me. And the Holy Spirit is just going to change the atmosphere. And now I kind of like this place. This place I used to hate. And the devil's gone. What do I do now? He's ruined. He's taken my ace and he's ripped it up. And you know what I'm saying? Because, and it says we do. Why? Because we are the light of the world. If we were to say anything less, we would say Jesus didn't do enough on Calvary. In the same exact way that Jesus was sent by the Father, in the same very exact, not even watered down one little bit way, I am now sent into the world. But so are you. Come on. That's releasing. That's King David going from an exile in Goliath's country to becoming the king. The destiny from a child playing around in the shepherd's field. Jesse, go find that one. Well, why do you want David? People even say that about you sometimes. Why do you want this guy? Why do you want her? And God's like, that's my one. Come on out. Let me anoint you. Heal the sick. Raise the dead. Cleanse the leper. Come on. Come on. It's time. It is time. So we release that. Heaven sees us releasing. And then Papa just pours out revival. Papa just pours out refreshing. Papa just pours out destiny. Papa just floods the place. And the place, even in our own heart and our own life, that was the darkest night of our soul, is now the joy of the Lord. Laughter getting, you know, blown in the Holy Ghost there. Just loving it. It's awesome. You know what I'm saying? The place you didn't want to go, now you want to go, and the devil doesn't know what to do. That's good. That's a good equation. Remember, Jesus came to pick a fight. And then he called you his body. And he called you a lion. I used to always think of the body of Christ, like, the body of Christ. The body of Christ. The body of Christ. Shumba, Shumba, Shumba. That means lion. Shumba, Judah. Muzitara, Jesu. Simbarashe, that's the power of God. Rah. The guy who's my co-host and he has his own TV show now too, this crazy guy, Art Montgomery. Because God is so good, even as I'm going through all this craziness, transition, helping my son and our family get back to America for the first time in 7 years. I mean, we visited, but to live or to get him help and to be on the ground there. God is so good. Hey, praise God. Yeah! Woo! Holy Ghost, God, release it. Release the roar over there. That's good. Bring him in here somehow. I was thinking a fire tunnel would be very appropriate to bring these guys in. So, I have this TV show, Vicious Revival. It's pretty cool. It's got like motorcycles. But the theme of it is we're going Cape to Cairo. And so this year we're going to start in Cape Town. And I've been asked to start up a station in Cape Town. We have the main station in LA. It's called thecrosstv.com. And they've asked me now to be the start another satellite. So like there's broadcasting from LA and then from Cape Town now. And so I'm excuse me, I'm heading that up. And so the show's doing well. And so it's exciting. This guy Art and I were going from Cape Town to Zimbabwe, and we were just in Zimbabwe. Amazing stuff happened. Wow. I mean, the deepest Africa I've been, and first white guy they've ever seen, some of them. And we went and we saw hundreds saved. We did the most amazing baptisms. Hey, thanks. Hey, you rock, girl. You rock, woman. You're not a girl, but you're you're a young woman. But you're a lion, man. Harvesting lion. A hunting, harvesting woman of God. Going to get a lot of souls. And so we did these crazy baptisms because I've always baptized a certain way. And this guy, FBI Art, he's just nuts. He's always done this thing. He's like, we got to baptize him three times. I started doing that on the Native American reservations in America because he does that. And they get all delivered from all the demons. It's crazy. They come out screaming. And he's like, and then I looked it up. And does anybody know who Art Montgomery is, FBI Art? You know who he is? But before, have you seen him before?
Yep.
Not before tonight. Oh, cool. Oh, right on. I thought you were just like, I just saw it. Okay. All right. Like, come on, Paul, man. I gave you a lot of candy and everything. And so, anyways, he's like, and one of the things that God calls to do, we went to Cape Town and Alan says, this is amazing, John G. Lake book, was the word of the Lord was go dig the wells of John G. Lake in South Africa. And so it's like, wow, that's good. Because I love Wigglesworth and I love John G. Lake and I love Wigglesworth and I love John G. Oh, I love those guys. And so I was like, okay. And so then Art's like, hey, I read up on it. I think John G. Lake, that's how he used to do it. So I'm like, oh, man, that's crazy. Okay, cool. And he shows me the videos. All right. So we get there. And I've always like said, hey, this is a wedding ceremony with Jesus. And I want you to testify. And then when you get married to Jesus, it's not you got to stay married to Jesus. You're not, you know, when you come out, you are married to Jesus, right? And so we do that and we do my stuff. And there was like such a wedding party. But then we baptized them in the name of the Father, bam, in the name of the Son, bam, in the name of the Holy Ghost. And we did in the name of Jesus, the Son, because some people say, you got to baptize in Jesus' name. So, okay, let's cover that one too. We baptized Jesus, the Son, bam, and the Holy Ghost, bam, and then and fire, fire, fire. And then seriously, man, the presence of God hit that place. It was like, it was the most celebration I've ever seen at a baptism in my life. And we're also praying in tongues. Nothing in the water got us because we're in, you know, deep Africa. But we're like, man, and I fell down a couple of times. Just the presence of God was so amazing in these baptisms. Almost every single one of them came out, never having spoken in tongues. The demons were just fleeing, giftings being ignited. It's like, that's the whole gospel, you know? Randy Clark was talking about that a few years ago when Randy first laid hands on me. And Randy was talking about, and he was like, what if we got him saved, but then we tarried at the altar and confessed, and then we get him delivered. And then, you know, and a lot of people in the healing movement, they just want to talk about healing. They don't want to talk about deliverance. But actually, deliverance makes you healed, you know. Healing is a form of deliverance because these things that are on us, God doesn't want us sick, you know. And so his enemy does. And so God wants us delivered. But we also, there was one sweet little girl there in Zim, and she was 20 years old, and I laid hands on her. This was at a different site than the baptism, like really far from one side of the country to the other. I laid hands on her. A lot of times people fall down. So she fell down, but I felt like the Holy Spirit said, no, go pray for her. I started praying for her. Man, she was manifesting some ugly stuff. And she was singing Christian songs using the devil's name and just all this weird stuff. And so we were praying. And we tarried with her, and it was tough. She was throwing us off, but we were like, you know. And she was saying she was the queen of something. And we were like, you're the queen of the lake of fire. Get out of here. And so for about 3 or so hours, and some people think, oh, this is so like, but we got that girl, and she got delivered, right? And we had to leave the next morning, and we had all these delays in our leaving. And it was the Lord, though, because as we were taking off to drive really far across Zimbabwe and be somewhere that we were late to be already, this little girl came running out. Oh, please, Baba Shimba, I want to hug you. And I was just like, I could hardly even recognize her. And then they gave the testimony. She was 20, and she hadn't had a good night's sleep since she was 2. And the spirits had told her they were going to kill her father if she didn't entertain them. And so finally she got set free from that lie of 18 years. And I was thinking, you know, we do wrestle against the demonic sometimes. Come on, people. That's okay. It's good. It's real good. Like Nacho would say, it's good. It's real good. I don't know if you guys like Nacho Libre, but I like him. Jack Black for Jesus. Come on, get him now in the name of Jesus. All right. So, but let's stay on that. So God's doing amazing stuff. God's doing new stuff, you know. After we go to Zimbabwe, we're going to go to DRC and Uganda border. And they say 20,000 people are fired up for us to come and preach about Jesus. And then we're going to Cairo. And the stadium's $5 million, so we're not going there this year. But we're going to go there someday, I believe it. And the TV show goes mainly into Cairo, and there's a lot of Muslims watching. And one day we want to ride Harleys into the National Stadium. They said the president will come out, and we want to see like about 100,000 Muslims get saved. Come on. I think that's what Jesus died for. I think that's what he rose for. Amen. So we're going to see that kind of stuff happen. And this is our first trial. And thankfully, Heidi has said she's going to get behind it at 17 or 18, 2017 or 18, which is exciting. And Iris getting more behind because this is really our ministry generation. One, this has really been our thing. And she's really going to help fuel it and stuff. But it's exciting times we're living in. And I was this guy, Will Hart, who's a good friend of Alan. And Andy, you guys know him pretty good? Or are you guys getting to know him? And this guy was a Global Awakening guy. Does anybody know who Will Hart is? I think he's been here. Has he been here to this church? Or he's been to the South Coast? Anyway, he just jumped pretty much from Global Awakening to Iris, which isn't that big a deal, really. But Heidi's kind of having him as he's the COO of Iris. And so the other day, Heidi flew into Harrogate. And especially got a lot of time with Pamela and I to pray. And we were praying for Ben and their son-in-law, Jason, who's been really ill. And we're all there just weeping and crying out to God together. And then Heidi, you know, speaking a couple times, Bill Johnson, all kinds of crazy stuff. Got to interview Heidi from my TV show with God TV Helped Me. It was so cool. And but then Heidi went down to battle. Do you guys know where Battle is? It's like Hastings, that's it, yeah. Because you keep driving towards Hastings, and all of a sudden there's Battle. And so we drove down from Harrogate all the way there. And so I grabbed some time with Will. And Will was just like, hey, how you doing? See, last year Will's wife was about to die of cancer. And she's pretty much better. She's had some treatments, but some of God just, you know, healing her. And so we talked about his... Because I'm kind of walking a walk right now where I'm like, you know, do I just give up everything? And he's like, no, man, I don't think you do. And then he said, well, let me tell you my story. Is, you know, because I shut certain things off and really focused on the family, God just did all this stuff. And I'm doing things that there's no way I would have been there. Kind of like strength to strength took me to another level because I did this. So he said, I'm going to really pray for you and just help. And, you know, do what I can to help you, Brian, getting your son the help he needs, getting where he needs to go. And then, and he said, and God's going to do for you great things, like much greater than you imagine. You know, that's Ephesians 3:20. That's the word of the Lord. And so I'm really excited because I think, you know, that this stuff is starting to gain a life of its own. And when it does, it's not really, it's God's life and it's not us trying to do it. It's God doing it, you know. One of the things at ELA that I got out of Bill Johnson, too, was what we build with our own hands, we have to sustain with our own hands. I don't want to do that. I want God to build it, you know. But sometimes, I mean, if you can do it, it's not God. If God only can do it, it's God, right? That's how we all need to be. Whether it's street ministry, whether it's just sharing with somebody out there, whether it's, you know, but we're all called to be revivalists. Do you know what I'm saying? I'm serious. These guys are agreeing with me, but on the back, I'm a little, come on, people, get with me. Lift up your hands in the air and wave them like the UK is gonna, I don't know, I couldn't flow with that one, so. Bubba, DJ Shumba, man, I failed. I usually have some pretty good rhymes. Like, what was one of them? Let's think of a good, this is a good rhyme. All right. Mama's boy saw one of a kind. My Jesus, he's changed me spirit, body, soul, and mind. I'm flying on the floor, as you can see. Ain't no demon around here going to get past me. Give me a devil and I'll knock him good. No demon mess in my neighborhood. There's a good one. All right. Had to do it. You can take the boy out of L.A. You can't take the L.A. out of the boy. So, all right. But this is good stuff, guys. It is time. It's time to see. And Andy said something, too, about Azusa Street, right? The Azusa fire, it's time for it to burn. I was at the Azusa thing, too. It was horrible because one of the reasons I went was these guys went. I wasn't going to go. I was back in Cape Town. I'd just been in Los Angeles, which is where I'm from. And I planted a house of prayer on the university campus that was hosting the Azusa thing. And Lou Engel, who led that, was fasting 40 days water in there and got the vision to do this. And all these guys are starting to go, are you not going to come, dude? Like, are you real? You know. And then God provided. And I got there, had an amazing thing. The TV show started. And I mean, I got that out of nowhere. God had a vision. I'm going to give you a TV show. There it is. Boom. God's good. He starts doing stuff that you don't even know he's going to do. And got to go on stage in Azusa to represent Zimbabwe and South Africa as an American. It's funny, you know. But I really feel like there was a fire release there. Matt, you were there too. And it was crazy because I couldn't find these guys. Like, they're one of the main reasons, like, that tipped me over the top, man. If these guys are going from England, I'm going, you know. God, I'm going. I don't know how, but. And God provided, and I got to go and do all this stuff. And then I couldn't find them in the stadium because they don't have a. I was just kept thinking, why aren't they Facebooking? And I realized they don't have, like, you know, SIM cards for America. It's like, oh, man. So they were like the people I really wanted to see. I saw a lot of people I wanted to see, but I was like, Andy and Sharon and Matt and those guys. And so anyway, but they were there and something was really released. You're right. And there was I've never been around anything that had such an anticipation. And there was a conference beforehand that I got to be at, a Revival Alliance. I was up there with the leaders, and, you know, it was awesome getting to sit with Bill Johnson and all these guys, and Sean Bowles, and Heidi was there, and Cheon. And there was just, I've been around those people quite a bit, but I've never seen the anticipation. Even Bill got up to preach one time and said, I don't know what to say, except I'm just so excited for what's going to happen Saturday. I don't know what to do with myself. I just want to see. I just want to be there. I just want to experience. And there were so many people like that. You know, we're just like, what are you going to do, God? You know. And it's not about, it wasn't about America. It was about that fire just burning again. And one of the reasons is because I pretty much live in LA and Cape Town. And now I'm going back and forth. And thanks to Heidi Baker and David Wagner, prophesied that kind of stuff was going to happen, and here we go. And I don't know how it's going to work, but we're going to do it. But what happened at Azusa Street, I don't know if you know, just in a microcosm, there was a one-eyed black man that was like, who is this guy? He's the wrong color. He had to learn through the doorway. His teacher would leave the door propped open and give him handouts afterwards. No one knew what was going on. There was one church that would take this one-eyed black man in Los Angeles, California, because of the way he looked and everything. He gets up there fired up, you know, someone in America will take me. I get to preach. His first message is about the baptism of the Holy Ghost, speaking in tongues. They kick him out of the church. What are you talking about? That's demonic, you son of a gun. Let's throw you out the door and slum it. And, you know, and so he went to the Bonnie Bray House, which is one of my favorite places. And I was there right before the Azusa Street. And it's a little house. And there was 10 people and they're mostly women. And that one-eyed black guy. And they called a 10-day fast. And they thought we're just outcast to everyone except Jesus loves us. And the Holy Ghost wants to speak through us. And he wants tongues again. And what happened there the third day of the fast is like Acts chapter 1 and 2 again. The fire brigade came to put the fire out. There was no real fire, but there was a manifest in this realm fire of God. Within 24 hours, they broke the house. Thousands of people had gotten saved without anyone preaching to them. The Holy Ghost just pulling them in. I love to do all night prayers. I've done so. Oh, it is. Oh. And we just did one. It was amazing. Right before that. Then they moved down to Azusa Street. This dude called John G. Lake, very good looking white man, businessman, wealthy, comes. And if you think this is upside down now, it's not so upside down now. But back in 1906 and those days, very good looking, tall, white, calling the small one-eyed black man, Daddy. Daddy, will you bless me? So I can go to Africa with this skin and bless the guys that have your skin. And you are a sign and a wonder because you're the one doing it in the United States. Daddy, will you bless me with the apostolic faith mission blessing? And he went. John G. Lake went to South Africa. And many people believe the 5 years he had there are maybe the most anointed 5 years anyone's ever walked in. So I was like, I got to go and get in this fire. You know? Because he went to Cape Town. Even we started a 24-hour prayer thingy at this Christian radio station recently at the first of this year. And we found out, we didn't know this, but it's at the foot of the first mountain he used to climb up and pray, John G. Lake. It's like, God is digging the wells even when we don't know what we're doing, you know? He's guiding us. The steps of the righteous are guided by God. They're guided by God. Joshua 1. Let me read that. That's a good one. And I'm going to finish up and pray for people because that's the best thing to do. Man, the joy of the Lord is good, huh? It's our strength. I feel so much joy. I came here tonight. My back was messed up. I was halfway tired. Had rough stuff happen last night. Rough stuff today. Wife's in bed. And the joy of the Lord wins. Woo! Man, let's just pick it up. Moses died and all that stuff, and we know that's important, but now he's with Joshua. Verse 3, I've given you every place where the sole of your foot treads, just as I promised Moses. Your territory will go to all those places, Lebanon, Euphrates, River, Hittites, the Mediterranean Sea. No one, verse 5, will be able to stand against you as long as you live. I will be with you just as you're with Moses. I will not leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and courageous, for you will distribute the land I swore to their fathers to give them as an inheritance. Above all, be strong and very courageous to carefully observe the whole instruction my servant Moses commanded you. Do not turn to it from the right to the left, that you have been successful. You have success everywhere you go. This book of the law or this book of instruction must not depart from your mouth, but you will be able to recite it day and night, that you may carefully observe everything written in it. For then you will prosper and succeed in whatever you do. Haven't I commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. If I'm in Heathrow and the border agents, he's with me. If I'm in Zimbabwe in an interrogation room and the CIO agents are there and the American embassy tells me I'm going to prison, he is with me and his testimony is different. If autism seems like it's going to rob everything from my life and my children, my family, his testimony is the exact opposite. That boy is going to be a sword and he's going to change the world and he's going to empty out autism schools with the Holy Ghost. That's the testimony of God. If people say, why are you planting in Brighton or blah, 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 another church or Martin Smith and Matt River, you know, whatever, man, you guys are called. And you're going to blow it up. I see a geyser like blowing up around you guys. It's time, man. It's time. The apostolic fire of Europe. It is time. It is time. Stadiums, worship, presence, presence. It's time. It's time. Pamela and Donna, it's time on Facebook Live. It's time. It's time. It's time for the billion soul harvest too, guys. It is time. It is the fullness of time. I explained this yesterday at the Leaders Events. Pleroma is not Kronos. It's not Kairos. It's not an intersection. It's an overfilling, like the bowls being poured out for the greatest harvest that we've ever dreamed of. And that's why God created us for such a time as this. Amen? It's not like, oh, I wish I lived back when Wigglesworth did and I could have carried his books for him or something. No, God's like, I have you for now. I wish I could have lived when they recited "Onward, Christian Soldiers" on their way to D-Day and to get Hitler out, and there was such a Christian. No, it is the time. God said, I've created you for such a time as this to take in the greatest harvest that any generation will ever do. I believe it with all my heart. I believe with all my heart. This billion soul harvest thing that Bob Jones prophesied, I believe it. I was there with him two times. He prophesied to me one time about the United Kingdom and Ireland would be one doorway, and the other time that Russia would be another doorway, and that there'd be a great movement and great harvest in the middle. I'm here to say to each one of you tonight, whatever's holding you back, whatever thing that's from darkness trying to push you down, get into that place of revival, because it's time for the harvest. It's time for revival. It's time for you to harvest souls, my brother. It is time. It is time. You got me? You got me with me? I mean, it is really, really time. I'm not just blowing a bunch of smoke. It is time. I've been coming to the UK for 11 years now in a row. Whether it's Belfast, there's going to be a great harvest. The Celtic doorway is a big deal. That was the doorway that was open once. That was part of my time with Bob Jones. Great Britain will be great again for God. God's name will be so lifted up in Britain, it's going to freak people out. Even David Cameron, before he left and stuff, I remember I saw it. I was like, playing to people. I was like, please pray for my nation, America, because we don't get any of this stuff. And David Cameron's like, we are a Christian nation. I'm calling for the church to rise up. I'm just like, oh my God, what a time. You guys have the queen. She preaches the gospel every Christmas. That's amazing. I'm always like, I've been telling people, and I won't go political. I promise. I'm trying not to go political here. Okay. Anyways, there's an election happening in my country pretty soon. And I'm thinking like, could the queen just invade and take it, you know. I'm good, you know. I'm real good with that. That's fine, you know. It's all good. Oh, that's on Facebook. Okay, but whatever, man. I think we need that. So, yeah. And she's the only woman I want. So, anyways, I will leave that. Other than that, yeah. So praise the Lord. And so, so God, we really need Jesus. I plead your blood over my sins and the sins of my nation. God, end abortion and send revival to America. So I took a red band thing with Lou, and we will never stop praying that until that happens. And so God's good, but let's pray for people now. Let's do this. So I think that there's something really strong, though, in the room tonight about going from strength to strength. About the keys of David opening doors for you. I'd like to release that on each one of you. That came to me from Lou Engle 11 years ago. And I mean, I will kid you not. Sometimes I see so many 22s in one day, it's nuts. People are like, you got to write a book about this. I mean, it happens to me almost every day. It's about the keys of David. And it's about going into the place of Revelation 3:7-8, where Jesus opens that door that no man can shut. And then come up here. And then you go into the heavenly places. And that's where you take the apostolic and bring it down. When you know you're seated with Christ by the glassy sea. When you start seeing the creatures and the 24 elders. When you start like John G. Lake in Revelation 5, he got it because John the Revelator said no one was worthy but the Lamb. How could anyone be worthy? And then the Lamb came forth. And then he realized, but the Lamb has made me worthy as well. And that's when John G. Lake just started death just bowed to him, and disease. You guys know he took a whole disease of a whole tribe, put it in his hand. They thought he'd die, and they watched. He said, "I'm a son of God," and it died in his hand. He just went around. One of the first guys, maybe the first guy, to bring the whites and blacks together in South Africa to minister, the Zulus and the Afrikaners. And many of them died as martyrs. And he says, that's why we saw such revival, is because they were willing to lay it all down. And before I pray for you, this is just like my theme song in this season I've been. I remember we were in Cape Town the other day, and I was with my right-hand guy there, this colored guy named Neville. Colored in South Africa is black and white. He's a lot more like lighter skin than most coloreds, but he's this big guy, and we're doing like a church for a bunch of young people because there's so much drugs and pain and violence in that area, and we planted a church there. And Neville and Pamela and I were just praying and just crying out, and the song by Brian Johnson, "You Can Have It All." And there's this one lyric in there that says, "There is no greater call than giving you my all. I lay it all down. I lay it all down." And I was just like, God, there's no greater call for me right now than to just trust you when I don't know what to do. When I've got this situation, especially with my son, where I don't know how to handle him. I don't know what to do. I lay it all down, God. There's no greater call than giving it all to you and knowing that you will know and you will show me what to do, and that will take me through that endurance to go from strength to strength. Amen. And I found out just recently, I didn't know, but the guy who wrote it had written about Brian, Bill's son, had gone through a very dark time and even had to go into a mental place, institution of some kind. And was not well. And that was the song that came out of that. And I was like, so I even wrote him on Facebook, like, "Thank you so much. You don't know what this has meant to me." And it just shows you, because sometimes we put these guys like Bill Johnson up on a pedestal, but they're going through it too. Randy Clark right now is going through it, but he's so amazing. You know, that's because God is so amazing, right? You all are so amazing. God, I just ask tonight for the keys of the house of David to be released on everyone. I want to just ask you guys to come up here. I want to pray for you and lay hands on you. I know it might be late, but you live in the UK, so it's still light outside almost. So it's exciting. It's wonderful. What's that? A tunnel? We could do. Todd Bentley. Hi, Todd. You're awesome, brother. I love your beard, man. It's good to see you at Azusa now. Let's just get you guys up here. Maybe we could do a tunnel. But I want to lay hands on people with the keys of David. Do you want to do a tunnel? I mean, So, there is no... Can you guys... I don't know, Paul. "Been giving you my all. I lay it all down. I lay it all down. There is no greater call." God, I just release heaven.